But we live in a time where we're still struggling to assert our autonomy and our distinction. And it's one thing to say we want to honor our heritage, but we're still here.
John Kane is host of the radio program Let's Talk Native and is often outspoken on Native American issues. While Kane applauds the federal government and President Obama for declaring November Native American Month, he says the level of invisibility for Native people continues to exist. He calls it pretty remarkable. Kane points to federal probes of Native American cigarette sales as one example.
Tonawanda Seneca Chief's retail facility, who got charged for purchasing cigarettes for the smoke shop out there in a sting that was set up in Kansas City. There's an attempt by the state and federal officials to use anti-organized crime bills and anti-terrorism laws to criminalize the very things that we do in our territories. And this is the stuff that I think people have to understand.
But it's important to note that this past June, federal officials announced that after 3 years of litigation, lawsuits by several Native American cigarette retailers to stop a federal law seeking to restrict internet sales of cigarettes and sales to children was dismissed by a judge. Still, Kane believes there is underlying racism against Native Americans. He says they're treated only as a relative of the past. He says while debates over the use of the word Redskins for professional and high school sports teams remains important, it doesn't go far enough in preventing stereotypes.
That's why people put us on the side of a football helmet. I mean, there was two high schools this past week in the United States, two separate high schools, cited the Trail of Tears as a way to make a comment against a team that they were playing that were called the Indians. One of them said, "Hey, Indians, get ready to leave on a trail of tears, round two."
Kane places much of the blame on the mainstream media. He says they ignore Native American voices and fail to write or broadcast about what is really happening within their territories. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.